In the drug rehabilitation center, we try to keep the day structured and have lots of organized activities. For example, we start the day at 7 a.m. with breakfast altogether. This isn't optional, you have to go. There is an optional yoga class at 7:30 a.m. for those who want to do it. Then we have group meeting at 8:30 on the dot. Anyone who is more than 5 minutes late has to explain why they are late. These daily meetings last for 1 hour 15, and then individuals can have medical appointments with the staff that come to the centre. These appointments can last for 15 minutes with a doctor to 1 hour with a psychologist, or even longer sometimes. They are all finished by midday, when we have a healthy lunch together starting at 12:30 exactly. Lunch is finished by 13:15, and then everyone can have a coffee, go outside for a cigarette, or just take it easy for a quarter of an hour. In the afternoon, we have the most intensive treatment. Here, in this centre, we use group therapy and cognitive behavioural therapy. This means, in the afternoon, we have group and individual therapy sessions. So the planning is different every day. We have art therapy classes that always run from 1:30 to 3 p.m. for anyone who doesn't have an individual therapy session. And the group therapy starts at either 1:30 or 3, depending on which group people are in. We have biofeedback therapy from 3 to 5, and meditation classes or stretching classes from 3 to 5 as well. Everyone has to do something in these 2 hours. After that, we have a tea break from 5 to 6:30, where everyone can have a break. During this time, we can write journals, take a walk on the site. We also have some ping pong tables, pool tables, and a football pitch. Afterwards, we have a meal together from 6:30 to 7:30. At 8 p.m, we have some small groups for the 12-step program. These end around 9 p.m, and then everyone is free for the evening. We encourage people to go to bed early and expect that nobody will stay up after midnight.